So Maxwell says to her, "You and I will always be business partners, Cece." And then she says, "Groovy."
Yes, this is words that Cece would could die hearing.
She hates us.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of A Fine Podcast.
Yes, we are your hosts, Joseph.
And Amanda.
Yes.
We're excited to be back, and we are talking about season one, episode 13, Maggie, the model.
Yes, the model is Maggie. We're talking about her modeling. Maggie becoming a model. Miss Margaret becoming a model.
So quick synopsis, Maxwell's ex-girlfriend, a 1960s supermodel, decides that Maggie has what it takes to be a model, and she arranges a photo session for her.
Great synopsis.
Thank you.
All right, let's...
let's... So, the show opens up with Brighton and Gracie fighting yet again.
Yes, the brother-sisterly love of arguments unfolds.
Yet again.
Just keeps on rolling.
And Fran is watching them, and then Maxwell comes in, and he says that Chloe Simpson is coming to dinner at the house. And Fran gets really excited here. She recognizes her as the pissed girl.
Yes. Like the P-S-S-S-S-T.
Like, psst.
Yeah. Which I guess is from some commercial.
About dry makeup. Shampoo.
Oh, shampoo. Yes.
Yes. So Maxwell has no idea what she's talking about. And Fran says, "Did you sleep through the 60s? And he says, "No, I bathed." Because you use dry shampoo when you're like going in between showers.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. I've never used dry shampoo before, so.
Yeah. So if you're trying not to wash your hair all the time or you haven't had a chance to get a shower, you could just sprinkle in some dry shampoo in your hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess if you're really on the go, then.
Might be helpful.
You spritz some on.
Yeah. Or if you're working out and your hair gets sweaty.
Yeah.
Put on some dry
But isn't that
shampoo.
Why I just go to a shower right afterwards?
Maybe.
I mean, every gym has a shower, so.
Yeah.
Maybe some people just have to quickly run somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would just use better time management so that I would be able to take a shower after it.
Though. Come on. You can relate, though. Like, sometimes you're like, oh, I haven't showered in so long. And then some people just on a whim need to go somewhere, but they don't have time for a whole giant shower.
The showers don't take long.
For men, maybe. Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Right.
For women, like when you're doing your hair and stuff after the shower, if you have really long hair, you're trying to blow dry it, trying to style it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps.
I don't know. I even still had long, luscious hair and
luscious.
previously in a former life.
Yeah, well, sometimes it could take you a long time to style your hair or get out of the shower. No. Putting in dry shampoo takes 2 seconds. Taking a shower... For men, can take 30 minutes to an hour, right?
No. Are you kidding me?
No, from start to finish. Like, when you're done with the hairstyling.
Well, that's just getting ready. That's not me taking a shower then at that point. You're including a whole routine at that point, but...
I'm including blow drying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it depends.
Which
yes,
I'd be shaved off.
I do now because I do this now. I mean, before, I just put a towel to the head and voila, I was done. That was it. There's no.
What if you didn't want to get your hair wet?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, yeah, regardless, yeah, it would be faster.
Any
way you put it, but it'd only take about 2 more minutes to
okay, well,
soak yourself.
Let's time you in the shower and then the blow drying process, and then we're going to time you using a spritz of dry shampoo.
Yeah, that sounds. I accept that challenge.
Okay, cool. The dry shampoo challenge. Who else wants to participate with us?
Yeah. Yeah, you can try the dry and I'll go full body.
Wow.
We'll see.
Yeah. So Maxwell says to Niles, hey, we're having a dinner guest and they're arriving in half an hour. Niles got half an hour notice for this.
Yeah. I mean,
half an hour.
That's being a butler. You got to be quick on your feet. He's got to be ready to make a meal. As but we do see here where Max wants to just go crazy with a very fancy,
very fancy meal. But we'll get into that in a second, because before that, Fran says, half an hour. Did your finger break? You couldn't have called me? And then Maxwell says, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I got held up in a meeting. And he says, what am I saying? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, we see here just him like almost fumbling or just in the routine of like
marriage.
Having Fran as the person.
A wife?
Yeah. Yeah, the person.
As a person. His person.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. And then he catches himself.
But maybe it's just, it kind of seems natural for him to have her in that position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you consider this a dapper daddy moment?
Yeah, yeah. This is our quickest one yet ever. We're just really hopping right into it. Dapper daddies,
take gender backers. Wow.
And his debacle was, it was just so easy flowing.
And then he quickly recognized, what am I saying?
The reality set in.
So Niles is trying to get prepared for this, and Maxwell says, oh, we'll have this fancy wine. We'll have the asparagus hollandaise. We're going to have get some hazelnut souffles together, go down to the wine cellar, get some fancy things. And then he says, well, Miss Fine, I'm a trained professional. I'm not worried about this. When Fran asks him, like, oh, my goodness, you can get ready. And that short of time, like three courses and fancy wines and everything. And he just says, this is what happens when you have 30 years of experience. He can handle anything. And then he says, right away, sir. And then he walks out of frame and then he begins to scream.
Yeah, this was perfect. Yes, I'm a trained, please, Ms. Pratt, I'm a trained professional. I've been doing this for 30 years. Ah,
he's clearly stressed on how he's gonna make this happen.
Yeah, I don't know. For some, there's like something about his scream that I think is quite like perfect.
He's pretending to keep it all together, and then
a
loud outburst.
Yeah,
as he walks away. So in this next scene, Fran says to Niles, "Can you believe it's Chloe Simpson that's coming?" And Niles is shocked and angry. He doesn't like her because she broke Maxwell's heart years ago. So Niles and Fran, they're gossiping about Chloe. And Niles says that Max keeps going back to her like a moth to a flame. And she was awful to him.
Yeah, well, I think we even mentioned when miraculously created all this food for them. You know, she mentions to him it's Chloe Simpson. He was like, oh, I should have poisoned the food.
Yeah. Too bad he didn't tell me sooner.
Yeah, right.
I would have done a worse job preparing this.
Which is nice, because, I mean, Niles is at least trying to look out for Max. And
I thought that was kind of nice.
Yeah. I mean, he'll probably know Max would probably try to make the same mistake again, so he wants to look out and make sure to not let that happen. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice connection between the two of them for that.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. So Chloe walks in, and then Fran takes a picture of her with like a big flash in her face, and she's all startled by that. And Fran doesn't realize what she's doing is like crazy. And then Chloe looks at Maxwell and says he looks smashing. And Maxwell says, well, it's been 20 years. So he was together with Chloe before his wife, I guess.
Right. Yes. Yeah. This was like a first girlfriend or something.
Yes.
Or
something like that.
Girlfriend when he became big time in the producer business or something. Broadway.
Clearly, Maxwell has many more memories intact of his and Chloe's relationship than Chloe, because Chloe starts like bringing up all these memories, and Maxwell's like, oh, we never traveled there. We never did that together. What do you mean? And she finds it really hard to actually remember.
What, right. And I think this goes to play like how she's just constantly, she's had a bunch of guys that she's dated and gone on big fancy trips with so many different people that she's just blurring the lines between who she's gone where with who. And
Right.
Done with what. So
clearly Maxwell didn't stand out in right. her memory.
Yes. Her. Yeah, this really shows how she was just kind of using him in the moment.
Right.
Versus where him it was something sentimental. So
yes. So the kids are introduced to Chloe, and she calls Maggie beautiful and asks her if she's ever considered modeling before.
Yes. This is where the seed gets planted in Margaret's head.
Yes. To be a model.
Maggie the model.
So Fran tells Chloe that she is her idol. And she says, you know, you dated all the Beatles. Like, that's really cool.
So. Yes. But she states, except Ringo.
Oh, yeah. Not Ringo. So Chloe says to Maxwell, why? What a loquacious nanny you have there. And then Fran says, thanks. I try to get to the gym at least once a week. Which loquacious, I think she's talking about Fran being very talkative. And Fran took that as something else completely.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if we're trying to show Chloe here is a little more sophisticated with her words than Fran is used to, probably. Since Chloe's in the very high luxury lifestyle and high society. Fran should have taken more lessons when she had become prim and proper.
Yeah, she definitely could have learned that word then. So things are kind of weird and awkward. And Maxwell says, will dinner be long, to Niles? And Niles says, interminable, sir.
Yes. Basically, really, he's dreading that it will even get to that yes. stage.
Dreading the whole thing.
Yeah, he's kind of just hoping she'd leave on the spot. But
she doesn't.
Newsflash.
So in this next scene, Maxwell and Cece are with Niles in Maxwell's office, and they're talking about the backers auditions that they have to do this weekend. And Maxwell says he decided to host it in Southampton. And Cece says, oh, 4 hours on the Long Island Expressway? Like, count me out. I'd rather die. And then Maxwell says, oh, don't worry. I just invited Chloe in your place to come and help me. And then Cece says, oh, Southampton, just marvelous. I'll drive. And Maxwell says, no, I won't hear of it. Chloe knows lots of people there, so I'm letting you off the hook. And she says, I don't want to be let off the hook. And then this is where Niles comes in with a burn, and he says, she wants her hooks in. So is that a burn for Niles?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's not so much of a burn, but it's more just showing clearly.
A bold statement.
He's kind of, I don't know, yeah, he's kind of, I don't know, agreeing with Cece's point there. Really honing it in that she'd much rather be a part of things now, knowing that Chloe's involved.
So. Yes. And then Cece says, well, it's just if you're having a business meeting, you'd probably want your business partner with you. And Niles says, yes, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, that one I would say is definitely more so of a.
It's more of a burn
of
to
a stab at her, yeah.
Cece for sure.
Yeah.
Because Maxwell doesn't care.
Yeah, he's choosing his former
lover.
Yes, over Cece, his current want-to-be lover.
Yes.
Or her part of you, at least.
So Maxwell says to her, "You and I will always be business partners, Cece." And then she says, groovy.
Yes, this is words that Cece could die hearing.
She hates this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Fran then comes in and she asks Cece if she needs a Pamperin, which is a pain relief medication commonly used for menstrual cramps.
Yes. Basically, Fran telling her to grow up. and get over it, that it's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we see Cece, she's drinking liquor.
Yes. But she's quite a few of these encounters we see her having a
dark liquor.
Yes. Probably a whiskey of some sort.
Yeah. I could picture her drinking that.
So I just want to say here with like Cece's whole argument here. Or not argument, but just like, I don't know. I felt really bad for her in this scene because, like, everyone is poking fun of her, basically. You've got Niles digging at her. Fran is digging at her. Like, I don't know. I actually felt really bad for Cece in this scene.
That's true. That's true. Every single person, she's not getting any love from Maxwell. Niles is making digs, and then Fran comes in and starts saying stuff.
Yeah, like, I was even surprised to see Fran, like, come in and say stuff. I was like, I felt really bad for her here.
That's a good point. Just like, three against one.
Yeah. Well, especially because it's like everyone knows clear as day her intentions, and they make fun of it, or I don't know, they poke fun at it, I guess. But I don't know. I felt some sympathy here for
I can for see CC. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, I she can took sympathize. A beating here. Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah.
So the phone rings and it's Chloe, and Max says, "Hello, Chloe," and then Cece imitates him. "Hello, Chloe." She's just so jealous.
Yes. We really see Cece, which I don't know. I mean, it's almost like Cece's a little more aggressive towards Chloe than she is Fran. I guess because, I don't know, maybe because Fran actually, or Chloe there is actually something previously. Or yeah. Fran would be something new, but so it almost like, hit Cece harder seeing it with Chloe versus
because it's
Fran.
Like a for sure thing with Chloe because it once happened before,
yeah,
between Chloe and Maxwell. So,
well, and too, yeah, Maxwell's actively shown interest, so.
Yes, actively shown interest,
yeah.
So he's clearly smitten with her, and they're playing a game of you hang up, no, you hang up first, and then Cece hangs up the phone on both of them. And here's where we learn that Chloe has set up a photographer. And she says that she thinks Maggie would be a great model. And Cece comments, "Oh, really? Now she's pretending to be interested in the children? This woman is just so transparent."
Yeah, yeah.
Which is ironic.
Right, because Cece's in that same boat with despising the children. So.
And pretends to show interest and does things that she doesn't want to do.
Yeah. But if it's somebody else, then it's a bigger deal than if it's her.
That's right. So Fran is very excited hearing this and goes ahead and she tells Maggie, even though Max said he's still thinking about it. And she can't help herself. She has to go ahead and tell Maggie. And then Max ends up asking Fran, "So why didn't you pursue a modeling career?" And Fran says, "Oh, well, they all expect you to sleep around." Which is very comforting to Maxwell now that his daughter is getting an opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like a way Fran just like leaves that out of the, you know, as she's like leaving the room saying that. That's kind of a...
kind of bad.
Yeah.
Bad timing.
Really, really bothers Max, for sure.
Especially after she's just told Maggie about the wonderful opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Fran tells Maggie that she used to be a model, but a different kind of model. A foot model.
Yes, one that takes pictures of feet.
One that has their feet being photographed.
Yes, I guess people liked her feet better than her face.
Or maybe there was just a need for it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So Maggie says she's really nervous about this opportunity, but Fran is helping Maggie practice because of all of her experience with feet.
Yeah, I mean, she's helping her, kind of giving her some poses to try out, like the this thing, or something like that, but along those lines. But yeah, she's being nice and kind of helping her give some ideas and inspiration of how to pose for a model. So
she's boosting her confidence.
Yes.
A Fran finesse moment.
Yeah, I mean, this is slightly a stretch, but pretty much the best
slightly
one in the episode. So we got to put it in here. Fran finds finesse. Partly.
Helping someone with their confidence.
Not yet. I mean, yeah. Yeah,
but
I was not like feet, a real finesse. But.
Feet don't relate to the modeling that Maggie was doing.
Yeah,
but she tried.
Yeah.
So Max and Chloe come walking through the door, and Chloe calls Fran Fern. Hey, Fern. Doesn't care to learn her name. And Chloe doesn't want Fran to help Maggie anymore. And she takes Maggie away to her stylist and leaves. And Fran is pretty mad.
Yes, yes. This is where Fran starts thinking or discovering that maybe Chloe's not at all cracked up what she is.
Yes.
Is she really the great piss girl? Or is she someone else?
It kind of reminds me of the Brock Storm episode where a person's built up so much and then once you see them in action, it's not that impressive.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. They've already, like, I don't know, I feel like, well, I guess we're getting, yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself here. But yes, there are similarities. I would agree with that.
Yes. So Fran is talking to Niles about Chloe, and she says, the nerve of that woman trespassing on my field of expertise. And then Niles says, well, what exactly is that? And she says, glamour. And then Cece comes in and she says, I haven't seen Max in 3 days. I don't know why I bother coming over anymore. And then she turns to Niles and says, aren't you going to say anything obnoxious here? And what does Niles say?
I want to kick a dog while it's down.
Wow.
Or when she's down.
That's harsh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least he's being respectful, but, well, respectful to a degree.
Sort of. It was like Cece was almost fishing for him to say something.
Yeah, maybe it's to try to take her mind off of her sadness and loneliness from without seeing Max.
I think so.
Which I have to say, like, wow, that's pretty bad. Not seeing him in 3 days and you've fallen into this state of a depression.
That's pretty bad. Cece's very upset. She's crying about him taking Chloe to Southampton and not her. And then she gets a drink from Niles and she says, oh, just plain tomato juice? Don't you have anything hard? And Niles says,
not for you. So yeah, we have another burn here. He's just still laying it on. I mean, I gotta say, I really like Cece this episode, just like got slammed. Demolished.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, feel really bad.
I think that was his last burn.
Yes, you're right, though. I believe that is the last one. So we can jump into their discussions. Is this heaven or is this hell? Maybe sometimes both as
well. Naughty nights and sassy CC. All right, so all the birds went to Niles this time.
Yes.
Every single one of them.
Shocker.
Shocker. Burn one. She wants her hooks in.
Yes. Half a point.
Burn two. Yes, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Full point.
Burn three. I wouldn't kick a dog when she's down.
Another half a point.
Burn four. Not for you.
A full point. Three. 3 points.
3 points.
Niles.
4 points. 3.5.
I think two of those are half points.
Oh, two of them are half. Wow.
Yeah. The okay. Hooks in and the kicker while she's down. It's like a more subtle thing. It's okay. Not like a giant deliberate statement. So
total points.
Yes. Three.
Okay.
That's in my favor.
I like it.
My ruling. Cece, a zilch. A zero.
A zilch.
Nada.
So Cece says, do you think she's had, and then lifts her face up to mimic like plastic surgery, like your face like going back. And then Fran says, Asians? Well, she's had everybody else, so why not? And then Cece says, no, surgery, Fran. And then Fran says, they did less work on Mount Rushmore. So agreeing with it. But that's like a weird response from Fran.
Yeah, I don't know. This seemed like way out of left field to take it that far.
Very odd.
Yeah, that was a. I don't know. That was an interesting, interesting saying there. But
it was really odd.
But at least though, at the end, they all agreed on it, and Niles and Fran and Cece were all laughing about the Rushmore.
Yes.
Thing, so at least they came to a conclusion there about something that they agreed together. So that was slightly heartwarming.
And Cece felt better.
Yes, because she actually wasn't the brunt of the joke for
right.
Once. She was finally on the other side of it.
Yep.
So that felt really good for her.
So in this next scene, Fran is with Maggie at the photo shoot. Maggie's big photo shoot.
Yes, she's getting prepped by her makeup person. And she's wrapping up the prep stage and she's about to let herself fly with the poses.
And they also note here that Maggie's outfit that she's modeling is $2,500.
Yes, clearly. Chloe's trying to make her feel, fluff her ego here and show her how quote unquote important she is.
Yes.
In her agency.
So thankfully Fran is there to overlook everything that's going on. And Chloe walked in too, so she's there. And then this crazy photographer comes popping out of nowhere and he is very flirty and French. And he's dressed in black with his arms showing.
Yes.
And he has handcuffs on his waist. Like he's like some bachelorette stripper or something.
I don't know. Maybe he uses them in his photos or something.
In his photos.
Yeah.
With a 16-year-old model.
Yeah.
He comes with handcuffs on his waist.
Maybe he's a policeman in his day job.
Yeah. A policeman that looks like a stripper. So he starts taking pictures, and I don't even know how he's getting a good shot because he starts swinging his hips in like a circular motion while he's taking the pictures. And he says, oh, yes, yes, Maggie. I like it, Maggie. Yes, now dance for me. And this is where Fran comes in and This is where Fran comes in. He goes, dance, dance. And then he goes, I'm such a turn on. Which, what does that mean? He's a turn on?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he thinks he's very attractive. So I don't know. The woman will pose better by standing in front of an attractive man. So-called attractive man.
So this is where Fran says, quit it. She's just 15. I thought she was 16. She's 15. And the photographer says to Chloe, then he walks over to her and says, hey, she stinks. Maggie is awful. And Chloe says, just take some more pictures, make a big fuss. That's all I want right now. So clearly Chloe's not really invested in this whole thing. She just wants a big scene to happen for Maggie so it can look good for Maxwell.
Which this is where I don't even like understand the whole thing about this. I don't understand what her edge or... It wasn't like Max asked her to do something unless going on the trip with him is what. Like, I don't understand why. Because she's the one who offered to, or like the whole thing about Maggie. Like, oh, you should be a model, Maggie, or whatever.
What does she get out of any of this, actually? What is Maxwell doing for her?
That's what I don't understand about this. Is it's like she's complaining. Like, oh, I just have to deal with it. Like, just do this and let's just get it done with. So I'd say I did it for Max or something, but she's the one who like brought this whole thing up. I don't know. It made no sense to me. I'm like,
it's a good point.
It's not like, at least from any part of the episode, they show like an agreement between the two of them where it's like, oh, you know, you do this for me, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours or something. And then she's like upset with this, but I don't know. I just really was confused by this.
Yeah, that's a good point because I don't know what she got out of any of this. She's helping Maxwell with his actors. She's helping Maxwell with Maggie.
Yeah.
What does she get out of it?
Right. It's like she offered and then she's like bothered or upset that.
I would have to think that she would get something eventually out of Maxwell and she's like putting this in her back pocket or something.
Unless the only thing I could think is like maybe it's she's doing this so that he might still show interest in her, like, oh, look how thoughtful she is.
That
she's
could
trying
be.
To make my daughter a model or something.
Maybe she just wants as many people interested in her as possible.
Yeah.
And she really wanted Maxwell to stay interested in her. And I know they were like planning a trip too together. So,
yeah.
Maybe she just wants to look good in front of him.
Yeah.
In this next scene, it's after the photo shoot, which, by the way, wait a second. You said almost nothing about this crazy photographer. You don't have any other thoughts other than maybe he's a policeman with the handcuffs on his waist, but he is wearing like a sleeveless shirt and swinging his hips in crazy motion and everything. you didn't think he works as an undercover stripper? And then he's like holding the camera. And he, like, how are you taking a clear shot when you're like swinging your hips around like a madman?
We needed enough practice.
He's not even focusing on the shot. And then he goes and says, she stinks. How about he stinks? Like, his shot wasn't even steady.
I mean, you don't know that until you see the photos.
Okay. Let's practice. You swing your hips around and say, hey, dance for me, whatever. And then we'll see how clear the shots are.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do that. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe the camera's got a built-in gyroscope into it or something that's allowing the shots to be perfect. I don't know.
So any final thoughts on the handcuffs and the sleeveless shirt? And the crazy accent, the crazy talk? About how he's such a turn on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's a very bizarre man.
I just don't understand why they put this guy in here.
I don't know. Are they trying to make fun of
the modeling industry and saying it's crazy?
Yeah. It's just a very wild, wacky place, I guess.
Maybe. So in this next scene, Maggie is on the phone with her friends and she's acting like a hotshot here. She's saying, oh, I'll have so many future photo shoots to focus on and so many trips. I might have to go to Milan for one of my photo shoots. And then this is where Fran says to Maggie, aren't you getting a little bit ahead of yourself? And what'd you think about this? Like, Maggie's inflated ego.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's a 15-year-old teenager. Getting to expose to something like this at such a young age is just going to obviously inflate your ego to a thousandth degree. So, and she, of course, she's just taking it all in and just thinking she's now at like the top of the totem pole. And
yes,
and so, and Fran sees this too. And well, and also, Fran already knows that Chloe thinks she's terrible, so that there really isn't a future in this. So,
yes,
Fran has to figure out how to break the news to her. So.
So Maggie can't stop talking so highly of Chloe and the opportunities that Chloe is giving her. And then Fran says, well, can't we cross that B when we get to it instead of bridge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which that was left in.
Yeah.
She called Chloe the B word.
Yeah.
She's really mad at Chloe for doing this.
I mean, yeah, at least Fran's being protective and.
Yeah.
Of Maggie and seeing really what's going on. And so.
Yeah.
She's got a little rage here.
So Fran says, not every girl has to be a model to Maggie. And this is where Maggie gets really upset with Fran. She says, oh, yeah, well, I bet you're just jealous because I'm living out my dreams and you're not. So that's sad for Fran.
Yes. Yes. We have a. Disagreement here, and it leaves very suddenly. So
Maggie storms out. And then Chloe storms in through the door. And then Niles says to Max, don't trip over your hormones, sir. And then Max says to Chloe, let me take your dress instead of a jacket or something.
Yes, yeah. I think, yeah, he was supposed to take her jacket. And yeah, he slips up and
he got distracted
and says this. So, which then Niles responds, smooth operator, sir. Which, by the way, Smooth Operator by Sade is a great song. I love that song.
Give us a little snippet.
No.
Come on, just a little bit.
Smooth operator. Smooth operator. That's it.
Yay, that was great. So Chloe shows Maggie the pictures of herself and then gives her really harsh feedback in front of everybody. She says, you have lifeless eyes. She stinks. You were dull. You were terrible. And then Maggie was completely heartbroken here and she runs away. And Chloe's shocked. This is where Fran says, I can't believe you. I used to idolize you. And you're the most insensitive, self-centered woman I have ever met. And Chloe, like, is surprised that Maggie can't take criticism. She doesn't understand that Maggie is a fragile teenager.
Yeah, I mean, this is great that we see Fran really stepping in here and kind of telling Chloe straight up that she's upset and, or why are you, you know, badgering this girl and telling her how terrible she is. She just started. It's going to really get to her and she's going to take it to a much deeper level than I think what you really understand. And so once again, she's just really having that motherly instinct over Maggie. So,
which is something Chloe clearly doesn't have.
Yes.
So here we learn that Chloe is leaving for Paris. And this is a problem because she should be going to Southampton with Maxwell, the trip she promised that she would go with him on. And she just basically says, well, I'm ditching him. I've got other things to do. And Fran is pretty mad about this one, too. So not only did she let Maggie down, now she's letting Maxwell down.
Yeah, I mean, we really just kind of see Chloe's character here. And it really is just kind of, she does whatever she wants. She's not really interested in other people. And she does whatever's fitting to her schedule. And that's it.
And Maxwell needs to get over somebody like this.
Yes, there are better people out there for him.
Yes, because Chloe says, I can't believe Max even wanted to go with me somewhere. I left him a wreck 20 years ago. And then she says, oh, well, I'll just go tell Maxwell now. And Fran says, no, that's okay. I'll tell him. And Fran tells her to have a nice trip. And then she trips her out of the house.
Accidentally.
Yeah. Have a nice literal trip.
Yes. The key word, accidental.
Yeah.
But yes, she kicks her out the door, trips her out the door, and that is the last of Chloe Simpson.
She leaves. So Maggie knows now that Fran knew all along that Maggie wasn't good at this, and Maggie apologizes to Fran and says that Fran is her best friend, and Fran says that she was just a little jealous of Chloe, actually.
Yeah, I mean, was starting to spend a lot of time with her, and he was kind of quickly idolizing her, so Fran was jealous that Maggie abandoned her so quickly for this other faker.
Yes.
Not faker, but just...
phony person.
Yeah, phony. There we go.
So then we see Max coming down. He's all packed for his trip with Chloe.
Yeah, he has like no idea what's even like happened in the last hour of his household. Which, yep. I like, what do you think if he's upstairs like packing, that he could have heard some of this stuff at least? But
he was just so entranced by Chloe and thinking of the trip he was going on.
Yeah, I was thinking about the dinners they were going to go on and the nice vacation they would have had together.
Yeah, he was really looking forward to that.
Really in La La Land.
Yeah, so Max then tells Maggie her pictures don't matter, because he learns that she was not good at taking these pictures and her ego has been hurt here. And he says that she's lovely on the inside and the outside, and any of his disappointments have only made him stronger, and that Maggie will be all right. And then he says, I'm going to have a word with Chloe when we get to Southampton about this. And then this is where Max learns from Fran where Chloe is and the news about his trip.
Yeah, Fran basically has to sit here and break it down and say, well, plans have changed and
you're out.
They're taking a 180 degree here. Better sit down for this one.
She doesn't care about you.
Yes.
Sad.
Which, I mean, that was pretty nice of Fran to be the one to tell him all that.
Yeah, letting him down gently. Yep.
That she just let Chloe tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I almost think this almost kind of alludes to like a little bit of where like Fran, you know, maybe Fran has feelings for Max or something that she wants to be able to
control this.
Yeah, explain it to him and take charge of the situation and kind of have him take comfort in her instead. So
yeah. So in this next scene, we see Fran.
The credits.
Yeah. She is modeling her feet.
Yes. And we can only imagine that it's with Mr. French guy. Who's model shaking his hips.
Dance, dance.
Yes. It gives like sad feet, happy feet, scared feet, sexy feet, all the different types of feet.
And it didn't look like her feet changed that much.
I mean, she was still good at posing for them years later.
That's true.
Well, I guess we don't know how many years later, but it has been some period of time.
Yes.
So,
going back to her roots, her feet.
And her foundation.
Her foundation.
Where she stands on.
Her stepping stones to life.
Yes.
So with that, I think we're ready for our recap.
Yes, time to recap. Let's put this all together. These moments are
forever. Chloe comes back into Maxwell's life.
I'm back.
Chloe's a famous model.
Psst.
Girl. Chloe makes Maggie a model.
Are you feeling famous, my dear?
There's a dancing photographer.
Oh, swing your hips. I am sexy. I swing my hips in a provocative manner.
I'm such a turnout.
You will be hypnotized by my swinging.
Hypnotized.
Yeah. Hypnotized.
Max, he loves Chloe again.
Oh, I've got my heart aches for Chloe.
Chloe then ditches Max for another trip.
Am I going to Barcelona soon?
Maggie stinks at modeling.
Stinks terribly. Not just the smelly kind.
Fran helps Maggie and Max cope with their Chloe problems.
Rekindle those pains and traumas he experienced 20 years ago.
And Maggie, her teenage troubles.
Yes, her trauma is a failed model.
A failed model. And Fran poses with her feet again.
Sexy feet.
Give me sexy feet.
Yes.
And that's our episode.
That's it.
What'd you think of this one?
Yes. Was this a good one for you? Do you like the modeling? Was Chloe great? Oh, actually, I have to circle back. You mentioned now that we've completed the episode.
Now that we've completed.
Where you talk about Brock Simpson. Like they played on almost like the same theme again of like you have a celebrity and then that celebrity's like totally not the person you always thought they were. I thought that was kind of interesting how they just played this like
again.
Yeah.
First with an actor, like then with the model.
Ago.
Yep.
It's like the same kind of thing.
And they're both phony people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Keeping up with that theme.
Yeah. So if you've got a celebrity out there, maybe you should make sure they're actually
great people
who they are outside of the camera or outside of the putzing.
Or maybe don't be surprised if you happen to meet them.
Yes.
And something strange happens like this.
Yes. Just think back on these episodes.
Yes.
Yes. And our voices. No, don't think of that.
Think back about our voices.
No.
And think back about the photographer with handcuffs on his waist and no sleeves.
Swinging hips.
Swinging hips saying that he's a turn-on at his photo shoot.
Yes.
Taking blurry pictures.
Yes.
And saying the person behind the camera is terrible. Well, thanks so much for swinging your hips with us and wearing some handcuffs and taking some blurry pictures. We had a blast.
Yeah, I should have worn a sleeveless shirt. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, we should do that next time.
I'll do that next time. Yeah. So, well, check us out on all our social media platforms, A-Fine Podcast.
And don't forget the photographer. We'll talk to you next time.
Ciao.
Bye.
Swing your hips.